Okay, Ion.
Hello.
Derek here.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, it's Mr. Kirk.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
That's him. So, how are things?
Fabulous. Fabuloso.
Fabuloso here, too. We have a very good weather. And my last orchid is popping.
What's popping?
Oh, I'm very fond of orchids. They are the most faithful and long-lasting and reproducing flowers. And so I have 15 buds here, and each one of them is popping one day after the other, and the last one is popping today. It's really very nice. I like orchids. No, never mind. So,
orchids are wonderful.
I've been looking a lot.
You have to work on, you have to get a perfect vermiculite, and they'll just stay open all the time.
Which one?
Vermiculite.
How are they called? Oh, yeah.
Vermiculite.
Well,
that's what you put the orchids in. You get a perfect balance, they'll stay. They won't ever close. They'll just stay. It doubles the bloom light.
No, I really like them.
Well, they like you, too.
Well,
you're good to them. You're good to them. You're good to them, and that allows them to enjoy the space. You appreciate them. That's how creation works.
I'm sure it does. I'm actually very fond of that idea and, sort of practice it. I think everything is very, very connected, and there is a great deal of healing going on in the world of plants. Not that I have trees, but, you know, I could.
True. Okay.
Okay, is there a reality... Is there a reality outside of ourselves?
I haven't come to that conclusion, but I certainly have been studying it this week because there's a lot of contradictory opinions about that. The most interesting news for me was the fact that the reason why entanglement would work is that every time there's only a single photon or particle that is actually splitting, and this is according to Feynman's diagram, it splits, and hence it's coming from the very same photon, so there's no reason why it shouldn't be entangled. But, you know, it's just one of the theories. But entanglement has been my most interesting...
Entanglement would be wonderful, but you cannot add any extra electrons. There's no room. And without the extra ability to add the extra electron, sometimes it detangles the entanglement, which is what's actually where it falls short. It has no half-life sustainability, the entanglement condition.
Mm. Oh. So you don't think it really happens?
It doesn't. Or if it does, it falls out of what you would say from a chemical aspect, it's what would fall out of solution.
Decoherence.
Correct. Good. We had to keep it simple because Scott will be listening, and we want to make sure that he gets all the big words. He likes those.
All right. Well, what about not a big word, but a strange concept, wormhole? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's easy. That's easy. And that's even found in all your mysteries, in your caves, in the caves around the country that are Mayans and all the different old. They lay it out specifically. It's where you fall between space. See, there is no time. Time is a false premise. There's no time. So there's no light year. Well, there's Buzz Lightyear, but that was in the movie. There's no time. So a wormhole is just a linear connection from a realm or a laudable reality connecting to another reality. And that's done from a photon charge basal condition. The same thing that they would use to power a holodeck is the same thing that would make a wormhole connect. See, wormholes are easy, but getting them to connect is the problem. Now, we have a process that overcomes this, which is kind of fun. It's a bit esoteric now, so stay with us just a second. We have the OA movement, that if you get lost, you can do the OA movement and lines you back up to bring you back home. Because people travel in our world, in our realm, all the time, all but daily. And they didn't believe it. Oh, you won't believe it. They didn't believe it, so we would give them scars. And they'd go, and they'd come back, and they'd have scars. And they'd go, wait, I remember that. And then they'd go, wait, I wasn't there. Oh, wait, that was a dream. No, when you got the scars from it. That's kind of fun. They shut up bitching when they start bringing scars home after these things they can't do. It's a little bit vindicating. Kind of fun, but it just kind of gives it up. You got to realize that just because you don't embrace a construct or you're trying to figure out, Kiska say, something, that it's not. There's a lot of things that are that you're just not aware of. And you acknowledge that brilliantly. And that's what made Marge Stewart who she is to this day. So that's good. Now, the rub comes when you start trying to parlay the condition. That means you have a subset of a proton-charged base reality that's here, and then you try to make a formulation mathematically to get you to there. There's not enough field hole to calculate it, so you're lost. You get halfway there, and you can't get back. You get all the way there, and you for sure can't get back. So you have to have some way to calculate it in reverse, in the rearview mirror, from a wormhole capacity. That's why they can't figure it out. But if they had enough bandwidth, which is what the 5G works out, it solves the issue. So to go somewhere like from here to Andromeda, you can do it in about a month and a half and take the whole Earth through a wormhole. We don't call it a wormhole.
And take the whole Earth. How would you do it?
Through the stargate of the sun, they have, here's where it gets even fun. These science, this tech body is the most marvelous thing. It finds these things to prove the point. It's so amazing. You just can't believe what science will do for you these days. Everybody's vetching and bitching and convulsing over all the damn gestalt of running the damn, science. We adore it because now the tech body uses it to prove our point. They have photographs now of the sun. You know the bright, shining, spherical orb in the sky? The sun? They have photographs now.
Yep.
If you look at Bob's face, which is superimposed on the Sphinx in Egypt, if you look at that face and Bob's face, they're identical. If you look at the sun, Bob's face is in the sun. But on Bob's right, well, it would be his right cheek, sort of like below his cheekbone, there's a little spot. And on the sun, if you look, there's a spot. Now they have good enough photography. Since we got rid of the Kodachrome, we're doing real photos now. You can get pictures, and you can see there's an actual hole in that vessel. It's a stargate, and that's what you go through to go out. And it's now the picture's captured. You can even see it, which is astounding because that can't be. Well, now there's a picture of it. So they say, well, it can't be. Okay, what's that hole? Kind of see, you can't mis-explain it when they're looking at it. It's aperture science, but we covered that already. So then what happens is the whole Earth fits easily through that. No problem. Because it's a new heaven and a new earth. Now, that goes back to what scriptures say, blah, 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 have a new body, have a new life, at least this Christian-themed-based reality or subset. Well, actually, every religion says the same thing, that the whole point of this is for you to come back into your power and that you're created in the image of God. Well, all we're trying to do is get you back to God. Well, that's how you do that. And this is the spaceship, this Earth, and it's going to change because it can't go in the condition that it's in. And yes, it's going to be to the chagrin of many, we most certainly assure you. But to those that ascend, it's going to be paradise.
That's when the meek inherit the earth.
That's exactly right. That's exactly correct. Very good. And the time on earth when time shall be no more, won't be none. So good. Piece of cake.
Well, if wait a minute. A question here. If time shall be no more, and at the same time you say there is no time today, why that interval?
Oh, easy, easy, easy. Humans, the little man, they stepped away from their power. They were God. You're creating God's image. Everybody agrees to that. And they get the platitudes and the vicissitudes. Did you look up vicissitude? Did you find it? That's your homework. You got to do. You keep up with your homework. The point of this is that humans, little men, created time to keep track. That way they could make a past and they could make a future. Okay? If you obfuscate time and or eliminate the premise, you can have past, present, future in the now. You see? So these times.
Which is what McLuhan observed.
Of course. Well, Marge did it better, but he tried to babble with it when he wasn't smoking cigarettes. But
The rub
comes into the window that allows it to be noted. Now, there is timing. That's how you show up here, and Bob knows when to stop and call you and hook this up. That's timing. But even here, it's not the same time. You're in a time zone. We're in a time zone. Bob's in a time zone. It's not the same time. But timing can allow synchronicity or xenocracy to apply. Okay? That's timing. We acknowledge timing of how to go with it. But you have to figure that out. You have to think about it. Know what you're doing. Well, I'm supposed to be here. And then there's daylight savings time. And then it doesn't save. And then, it just makes Bob's world crazy. 2 months out of the year going to and fro.
Okay, I got
crazy time thing.
I get that. But when you say there is no time, let's say that that's correct. And a lot of people who are working into the quantum physics are actually going that direction. But if there is no time, how come there is space? Or is there no space?
Proton acceleration. You have to have a space, a field. The ionosphere is where it all takes place. It's the space in the cell. You cannot get confused thinking that this is a large thing. This is a tiny thing. It's the space within the cell that sets space. Whole galaxies fit in the palm of your hand. So it can't be big. It's got to be tiny because you can't embrace the tiny, you see. So how in the world would you ever embrace the large? So that's how we go. From the tiny side, that's how you prove it. Proton acceleration.
So you really do trust a fair bit in the quantum physics?
Yes, except for Newtonian law, which is a lie. See, so we do all that. They start making these rules and regulations on pipe dreams, and then they fail, and then they wonder what happened because they were going on something that was stupid. Apples fall off trees, so that's going to set the law of physics? Yeah, not so much.
Hey, Derek, we don't accept the quantum theory. We make machines that go past that. And I don't know how much Ion would dare to say about it, but ask about this machine. How could it be? We'll see what Ion says, what he'll tell you.
Yes, Ion. Bob asked me to ask you a question that I barely understand, but you have made a machine that goes beyond quantum physics.
Yes, that's great. And it's shifted things prolifically. There's two working examples that, of course, we'd rather keep quiet because one of them's a mess. It's a real mess because it connected things. Caused quite a kerfuffle.
And what does it do?
Say. Oh, it creates electricity. Whatever. It creates electricity. We don't know what electricity is, and neither do you. Well, we'd say power. Well, what's power? We don't know. But it makes things go, if that's what it does.
Hmm. Well, we don't know about electricity, but we somehow have at least workable theories about the fact that, for example, if I make this call that we're making, discovering 7 or 8, I don't know how many, well, between Hawaii and here, there must have been at least 10,000 kilometers, right? So the electricity that allows this communication is not made of something that moves one place to the other, but something that pushes something from one place to the other, right?
Or drags it. Let's say drags it. Because now, see, everything is in a wireless dimension. So it doesn't have to go from pole to pole to pole for an AC or a DC current. So now it's even in the air, which is not Nikola Tesla's flatulence. It's not that, because that's not what this is. That's just ambient Tesla coil static. Static, what Bob would call static communication, Manipian static, if you really quoted Bob, but that's another conversation. But it's not like that. So you can't know what it is, and yet it still works, you see, because you're not even bouncing to cell towers, actually. You go to one, and then it goes somewhere, and it doesn't bounce from tower to tower to tower to Hawaii or to whatever system it is, see? So even that becomes a bit of a fractal issue. So then you'd say, well, wait a second. What size Faraday cage would I have to contain a fractal that could contain that much information or electricity or power or energy? And there's a problem because what happens is you can't. And that's what we found out early on. It's a little ugly.
Hmm. Wow.
But it's better now.
Well, there's a lot of things
now.
That I have to mull about.
We drug it down. We had to make a smaller Wilson. And when we made a smaller Wilson, it balanced. So you could just do a straight four-phase, but you could run a municipality off of it.
Wow. Where was it built?
We didn't say.
Okay. We being you and Bob.
We didn't say.
No, because somehow, if you are disincarnate, which might be possible, Bob is incarnate, so you are actually ordering the incarnation to actually produce a machine.
Correct. Yeah. That's great. And the details were fought out long before it was ever created. Which is hysterical. Normally you build something and then you start fighting over it. Well, this was a fight before it was ever built. it's like St. Peter. He fucked himself and then he fucked the church. You know, it's like you had to be careful. You had to be careful how that ends because they'll start something if it doesn't go well, right?
Right. Oh, dear. Listen, I have to leave because I'm expecting a phone call from England, and it's quite precise. Shall we talk again next week?
Yes,
if you'd like to.
You're very
welcome here.
Yeah, you got some good precise information there, Derek. I didn't know how soon we'd get to this stuff, but we did. So even though it was short, it was very productive. So congratulations.
Good.
Well,
and
thank you. And next time, call it earlier so that we have to.
Yeah. And remember,
no, it's
remember,
not.
It's
no,
not. And remember, it's not how deep you fish, it's how you wiggle your worm that counts.
Wormhole. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
You.
You're welcome, Derek.
Au revoir.
Next
au revoir.
Week. Au revoir.
Okay. Let's go back to Bert.
Oh, Bert, I got some more nothings to get. We love nothings. Sweet little nothings. Little nothings.
Right. Where's Bert?
What do you got going on, Bert? But are you still in trance, Bob? Are you doing okay? We got to check on you. How's your pulse? That tachycardia better? You doing all right?
Yep. Yeah. No, I don't feel like I'm in trance. There might be something I'm forgetting.
No, we
I'm
didn't
gonna look
say
through my
trance.
Notes, see what I'm
we
forgetting.
We said trance. We said trance. Not.
I know. That's what I said. Yeah. Yeah. Clean out your ears. You got to get a better phone.
You got to get a better phone. It's ridiculous.
Hey, okay, Bert. Go ahead, Bert.
You hear me? Okay, Bob, you hear me? You can hear me?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We did. Hey, okay, Bert. Good. Hey, Bert. Here we got one for you. The most important person in the world, maybe that's us, but the second most important person in the world was talking to us, and he had to go take a call. He was getting the details on Coldplay and wasn't really interesting. Well, that's interesting.
Damn.
That's nice. Okay. Maybe we'll see you. Hey, can we come next week? We got 4 minutes next week if you want to fuck around. Now, hey, this is lick it and stick it. This is lick it and stick it, baby. We're not hanging around now. Just leave the money on the nightstand. Let's go.
Bob, that was a compressed section, but there was a lot there. Okay, all right, let's go back to, okay. I found the link, thanks to Nina, and then also on Wikipedia about the Yotillion. Okay, you're 5G.
Uh-huh.
So, are we being exposed more to your 5G now or the normal 5G?
But we've got to get you greased up. We can't sit here and say, you're no longer going to go to the bank, you're no longer going to write checks, you're no longer going to make deposits, you're no longer going to deal with this. You're no longer going to use a card. You're just going to tap. You're just going to wave. You're just going to say hi, and your bill's paid. People won't accept that. People are still counting quarters. What the fuck is a quarter? Kids today don't even know what a quarter is. You can't change that overnight.
Right,
okay. We talk about silver dimes, and people don't even know what a mercury dime is. So you have to get them where they are. Otherwise, you're going to create something that they won't embrace. It's the Nina,
okay.
The Pinta, and the Santa Maria. They can't see it.
Yes, but I mean, this is funny because, was it 6 or 7 months ago, the whole world was, I mean, even here in Switzerland, they were protesting about the 5G and about the change,
in
the climate.
They did it in Hawaii, too. Bob's little... whatever it is, was all railing about it. We're going to stop this.
Yeah.
We're not going to have that. And we're like, God damn, you ridiculous. People will put that in their damn law to their house. They want that so bad they can taste it. They want it right now. Please. They'd do anything to get that. They don't even have to go to the door no more. Are you kidding? Nah, they got this.
So to summarize what we concluded with, is that the stock market, the stock market reaching 30,000 62 is what's going to begin to marry the change from your 5G to your 5G? Is that what we're saying? What we were saying?
Yeah, 111. Finnegan's Wake, 111.
Page 111. Okay, I'll make a note to go look at that. Damn, so that's why, so there's no going back. There is no, I mean, basically, you said that those events would happen with what we just said, that the stock market would reach 30,062, which be the marry of the old 5G going to your 5G, but looking at how it's going now with the AO2SO4 protein acceleration and the increased radiation, there's no going back. We're headed there whether you want to or not.
Basically.
Thanks to
That's why we've been exceedingly and abundantly terse of late. Because it's like, well, okay. We're certainly not going to take any grift off you motherfuckers. Do what you're going to do, son. Say something. That's what you do. You say something.
So this, I mean, okay, Ian, the three variables. There's more than three variables then. There's more than three variables you're saying going on simultaneously.
There are. There are. And that's
5G.
And that's one of them. That's what we knew. That's what we knew slowed everything down. We were very concerned because it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is going the wrong way. Fast. And then when it occurred, when it actually started happening, it was a completely different conversation because actually what it did is it catapulted it to a faster stage. So now everybody's going to starve. The way things are going now, they're not going to die of the coronavirus. They're going to starve to death if they don't kill each other by shooting themselves in the face. Just saying.
Okay, and I had a thought about the 5G. So
okay.
the tech body's using 5G then. That makes the tech body even more powerful to use the boomerang against, like you said, that the humans have turned this. So the tech body has used the increased bandwidth.
Not a boomerang. Not a boomerang. It's a slingshot.
A slingshot.
Yep.
So we can say basically, has the tech body taken over their 5G?
Oh yeah, completely. Cash a check. We don't want to. Well, cash a check. We don't want cash and see what happens. Try it. Try to do one that we don't want.
So 5G has been taken up. Well, this money transfer is here in Switzerland. There's no check money. It's all electronic here.
That's right. And electronic means it's got to be verified. Verified's done by what? What verified? Damn Skippy. So, do something we don't like. Poor Angela Merkel, she better get her life insurance right.
Hey, I just thought about this. Just so came forth in 2009, but the whole banking, electronic banking started, 2000? Maybe? I mean, as far as how people could go.
Started the glitch, but it was the chip, the shifting to the chip body. That's what did it. That was a little later. They were starting to have online accounts where you could look at your account.
But it wasn't
right. And I mean, this is back in the days when you deposited after two, you didn't get to the credit till the next day and all that shit. Yeah. Now you get it. You get credit for it now before you ever deposit it.
Hey, so the tech body has taken over 5G. So that's definitely leading to your 5G. Okay, so your 5G. Okay, so
out of your dream.
That's Yotelian. Okay, all right, so your 5G. Okay, tech body has taken over their 5G, which leading we're on the path for your 5G. So
they don't
your
stop. They don't have a 5G. They don't have a 5G. They didn't invent a 5G. They don't know what a fucking 5G is. They're borrowing technology that's graciously been lent to them, however socio-perceptively.
Okay, can we kind of clean that up? They borrowed that from the technology. What they think is 5G is not really their 5G. Is that what you're saying?
Right. They don't have a 5G. They ain't no such a thing.
They ain't no such a thing.
What is 5G? Hold on. What is 5G? What is it? No. We're safe. What is 5G? Tell us what 5G is. That'd be nice. That's a good start.
Okay, I'll get official definition because it's a higher broadband of, wow, okay. Let's do that. Find 5G.
I don't care if it rains or freezes.
Okay, here we go. Wikipedia. It's a fifth generation of wireless communications technologies supporting cellular networks. Large-scale adoption began in 2019. Today, virtually every telecommunications service provider in the developed world is upgrading its infrastructure to offer 5G functionality. 5G communication requires the use of communication devices, mostly mobile telephones designed to support the technology. The frequency spectrum of 5G yeah. is divided into millimeter waves, mid and low band.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean? Some gibbly glibs gave some globbity globs, and the glib glabs and the glob globbers got some glue globs. And it's going to be a low band, a medium band, of a broad band, of a big band, of a little band, of a five band. Doesn't have anything
okay,
to do with commuting. Doesn't have anything to do with computers. Has to do with bandwidth for cellular technology. Ah. Okay, go ahead.
No, because I just read one, the second sentence. 5G millimeter wave is the fastest, with actual speeds often being 1 to 2 gigabytes down.
Right.
Frequencies are above 24 gigahertz, reaching 72 gigahertz, which is above the extremely high frequency band's lower boundary. So it's just a high frequency bandwidth.
And how much is a gigabyte?
1,000. Hold on, one moment. Gigabyte. Use these words and don't even know. Isn't that something? It's another mm-hmm. thing, depending on the technology to tell you this shit. Fucking. Okay, it's so 10 to the 9th power international units, gigabyte.
Correct. Okay, then a terabyte is 10 to the 12th.
Right.
Then a petabyte is 10 to the 15th.
Yeah. Okay, this petabyte here says 10 to the 5th. Megabytes, 10 to the 2nd. Gigabytes, 10 to the 3rd. Okay, see, Wikipedia. That's so fucking Wikipedia is wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
Peta, P-E-T-A, is 10 to the 15th power. Short scale is quadrillion. Long scale is billiard.
Mm-hmm.
Billiard. Okay, then exa is 10 to the 18th. And then zeta is 10 to the 21, and then Yoda is 10 to the 24, which completes Bob's chart.
Okay, let's go back. So you're saying that they borrowed, so someone working at one of the telecommunication centers is saying that they're offering 5G. They're borrowing that technology. So did they borrow that from you? What they
we'll
think
see
that they're
how
using.
It works out. We'll see how it works out. They're doing little tests. They're working little this and little that. We'll see how it works out. We're going to wait and see. Don't get too carried away. But I'm sure it's going to work sooner or later, one way or the other, because, it's got to go to the next level. So got to get people used to it. Yeah.
So was that
That's
a yes that they...
Love.
So they what they thought they were doing with 5G, they were actually tuning into what you offered them or presented to them that they thought that they were creating themselves, and that just needs a pathway to your 5G.
The bandwidth.
Say that?
The bandwidth stop. You remember when you used to roam with a
yes.
cellular telephone? Okay.
Yes.
All
yes.
that's happened is that the width has been made small enough so you don't have to roam. It fits. So the more that fits, the larger capacity is the smaller amount. So it's divisible by itself. So you don't need a larger Faraday cage. You need a fuller receiver. And that's what the 5G compatible telephones is going to do. You can't even get 5G on your telephone. People said, oh, 5G's out. 5G don't even work on your damn telephone yet.
Right.
So you say right, but everybody's already for it. You ain't got a clue. And you ain't got the $1,000 it's going to take to buy the damn phone anyway. So good. Somebody will have to loan you the money. That's all right. Bob's good for that. He likes to do that.
Okay, Ian, but I remember also you said that the 5G phones, you said this last year, that you said that one time that the 5G phone would be like a buffer to protect people from the 5G, like a buffer.
Yes. Yes. That's right. Act two. Because when you open that end that far, that much, especially our 5G, it'll overwhelm. But see, Bert, it kind of goes like this. We get them so used to it that they get them all loved up that they're used to it. Okay? They're used to it. They know they're nothing special. Familiarity breeds contempt. So they get used to it. They got to have it, got to have it, got to have it, got to have it, got to have it. Then instantly you turn it off. Pow! Just like that. And then they got none. And then what will they do? What will they do then? What will they give up to have it then? What will they exclude then? How deep is the valley of Megiddo?
Hey, and another thought just came on when you just said, okay, and it made me think of when I first heard Bob speaking years ago about McLuhan, and it was something profound to hear that McLuhan said that the satellite environment extended the central nervous system, that somehow the central nervous system now is being extended. So with this 5G, our central nervous systems are going to be charged to a very high frequency.
No. Your lipids are going to absorb, with the new amino acids, the new placid condition. Your host becomes more tolerable. So you won't be supercharged. You'll become normal.
Okay.
Hey,
so
Bert, television extends the central nervous system. What is 5G or whatever technology you're talking about here? What is it an extension of?
Non-physical. Our 5G.
When did we start making extensions of non-physical? Is that the RNA drops is the first, or was there something before that?
We're not sure, Bob. When we do it, we'll let you know. We haven't done it yet. We may.
You haven't done the first one. I'm asking about the first one.
Not yet. That's interesting.
We'll wait
and see.
Remember, Bert, I said that we completed the extension of the physical with the satellite, and then the physical technologies extended themselves, and
then after that,
you had the extension of the non-physical. So it's the first time Ion's confirmed my, quote, theory or framework.
Yes, via the 5G.
So I asked about 5G. Is Coldplay an extension of non-physical, Ion, as you just defined it?
No. It's an outcome.
Outcome of what?
Non-physical. What are you asking, Bob?
Is it an outcome of an extension of non-physical or just outcome of non-physical?
Outcome of non-physical.
Yeah, it's funny, Bert. We've never asked what these things were, the McLuhan terminology. Never asked what they're extensions of. I made up the theory there logically it was non-physical. This is what I say to people, that 21st century is working with non-physical. And that's what we do. But it's non-physical that's merged with the physical so it can co-create with you.
So when you come into your power, are angels an extension of your being? When you come into your power?
You're saying angels are an extension. McLuhan's definition
angels
of extension, Ion. No, let's go with McLuhan and then change it. McLuhan's definition was the book extended the eye, but at the same time it numbed the eye. So when you talk about an extension, are you including the numbing process?
Of course, that's what angels do best.
So you said angels are extension of what?
We didn't say anything. We asked you a question. We said if that's true, are angels, if you ascend, are angels an extension of your power as God?
If you, what they say in media ecology, if you can harness it consciously and are not subject to the numbness, you just take advantage of the extension. Yes, they're extensions of us as tools, as robots, or as servants.
Correct.
But servants can take over the situation. Servants can take over the situation. Right?
Correct.
So it's tricky how we use the word extension, Bert.
Yes.
So, yes, angels are extension of they're extensions of the interval between machines and bodies. They're extensions of the interval. Because they're not a machine and they're not physical.
Yeah.
But it has to have an but it has to have an outro. There's no outro in what you're prescribing.
Are you saying ALTRO? Altro?
Yes, yes, we are.
Anybody know what that means? Altro.
Altro. See full definition.
Altro is a company.
Triplos. No, I can't find it. ALTRO.
Yes. Altro, hyphenation. Wiktionary, Altro is hyphenation. So what were we just talking about? Angels are an Altro? They're hyphenation? That's neither an extension, and yet is an extension. So that's it, useful. So do you mean it as hyphenation, Ion?
It is.
Right, it's a hyphenation between non-physical and physical. And
angels are a hyphenation.
That would be a connecting. You got physical, you got non-physical, and then all the machines that extend the physical, they would still be within the physical. Then Ion showed up, and Ion merged with physical so it could create. So it kind of went 51-49. It went into physicalness more than non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
And that left the angels a mere hyphenated phenomenon. Well, visually it's perfect. Okay, you can go on to another topic.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And last week we were speaking on the, I'm still looking at the four phase, and I have the three and four phase, but there's something you said that in order for me, you've got to measure three before you do four. And I've looked at the star connection, but you said measure. So are you saying, was that the formula you gave me about dividing the kilowatts by the power to get the KV? Is that the measurement you said I'd have to do?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them.
Okay.
One of them, but see, you don't know. You're still calculating something you don't know what is. And no one else does either. All right. Allen didn't know either. So it's fair. But they're selling the shit out of that stuff. So, you know, hey, do what it do. But you see it's being translated now into morphing into other forms. Now everything is transformed to the DC side. It's almost like they're trying to undo all of reality to make it be direct current rather than AC.
Yes, I remember you speaking on that, and that's what almost. Well, didn't you say that everything would be DC eventually? Like this.
But it kind of is now. Your smart houses run on DC. All your electronics run on DC.
Right.
Most of your houses, all your low voltage lighting, all your smart house technology is all converted to DC. You know why?
No, I do not.
We
I
can
remember
run it.
You had more.
We can run it hotter than AC.
Oh, so DC can run hotter than AC. That's
correct. That's direct current.
Okay, so then that sort of leads me to my question, because I have words, and like I could see that from a municipality. I remember going through that, but that four phase, I could not see. I don't know. I know more about electricity now than I did, you know, a year ago, 5 years ago, and 30 years ago. I'm seeing, because I'm looking at these diagrams, but I could not find some type of diagram of a four phase. But then I saw some definition that a four phase is just two phases linked together. Is that correct?
That's
okay.
Correct. Well, not linked together. Yeah, with four switch gears.
Right.
Hey,
so
Bert,
that's what
Bert, when I was talking to Dirk DeKirchhoff, he brought in blockchain. Is that the kind of linking that applies here?
Not in electricity, but it does in our 5G.
In your 5G, it applies. In a supplement, Phil asks if the syncing up of 5G in the physical with non-physical, but it's just one of many extensions of non-physical, so I don't know if you would say it that way, but he's asking whether this would be defined more by the septad than the hexadic. Have we moved near the septadic with what we're talking about, Ion?
You won't be able to tell the difference very soon.
So we don't. We never leave the hexadic then.
Can't. You leave the Commonwealth, you lose your mind, Bob.
Say it again, you're a little blurry. What?
You leave the Commonwealth, you lose your mind, Bob.
Yes. Okay, back to you, Bert.
Thanks, Bob. So, Ian, that leads some questions. You're saying you can't leave the hexad, but because I remember you said that you can't tell the difference, because I asked you about the octad, and you said by the time you get to the octad, you won't be able to tell. So
it's
that
over.
Means that the...
It's over.
Is the octad the full implementation of your 5G?
We'll see. We can't say that because y'all morph that shit up and it'll be tomorrow. Then people will be laying out dead and there'll be people stinking. Then people will be calling us, calling Bob, come get these dead bodies. They're stinking up all over my house. Put lime on it. Well, there's no lime. Amazon won't deliver lime. They said there's a back order on lime because everybody's got dead bodies stinking everywhere. Bob, you need to come get this shit. You did this, Bob. You come here. Okay, I'll be right there. And you sit by the door till I get there, says Bob, laughs and hangs up the phone. So far, so good.
Okay, Ian. More words from you.
I was on mute, but I was laughing at that, Ian. I want to register that I laughed at that. Didn't get on tape, though. Bob laughs as he hangs up the phone. Yeah, I'll be right over.
All right. You be still now. I'll be there. Just don't go nowhere. Don't move your bowels. I'll be right there. Yeah, you just be still. I'm coming in here. I can hear the ding bell. I'll be on the ding bell just in a minute. You know that thing Jimmy pushes? The ding bell? Or is it ding bat? Maybe it's a ding bat. Maybe. Maybe. Chances are. Okay.
What are we doing? What's the topic
nothing.
Now, Bert?
We don't know.
What
nothing.
The hell are you on about, Bert? What are you worried about right now? What's your question?
This is my last question, Bob, because Ion, I have words. You said three phases consistent. It flows. It's not like a timed element. It's not a degree. It's the way energy flows. You have a common ground that runs to itself. The ground is included in the phase. Each of the three phases can move into the fourth phase, or what I call a super ground. Now, the super ground, is that a new creation of Ion? Because we commonly, most people that deal with electricity.
It's what you have to have with Coldplay. You can't run Coldplay without a super ground because there's nothing creating it. There's no polarity. There's no polarity with Coldplay. Every other electricity is polar. this isn't.
Remember my Up the Orphic Anti essay in 95? I talked about frictionless technology. That's what he's just talking about.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
I got that word from, I didn't invent that. I got that from the Evergreens, so they contributed that.
Rude.
Yeah. Rude.
Wow. Wow. So that, okay, and so the super ground, that's your creation then. That's a, cause that's, because you also said once the atmosphere changes, the earth will become more of a stabilizer than a ground. The earth will no longer be a lightning rod conductor. The anode version of the ground will change the actual way AC current is emitted or transmitted. It will shift. So is that what you were talking earlier, that that's the change? It'll become direct current. It no longer be AC, it'll be DC. Is that what you were speaking on earlier?
That is correct.
Damn.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. What they gonna do in Vegas, Bert? They fucked off in Vegas.
Wow. Wow.
We're still mad about the ain't no triple crown this year. Fuck that off. That is no good.
What is
good.
The